This series is funded by Monaghan County Council and the Heritage Council.
Hello, John.
Welcome to the Sudan.
Thank you. How are you? It's
good.
A lovely day.
Good. Lovely day, and we had a big day here all day.
We had a big day. You've been here for the day.
We started here. I came here at 7:30 this morning to prepare for 155 children that came in here today.
Fantastic.
And we had an anime here, which is a member of our vintage club as well. Francis here made butter.
Hello, Francis. How are you?
Anime had homemade bread, and
all
the children got homemade butter and homemade bread.
Oh.
So we had a fantastic day.
Great. You've been busy, so you're probably talked out.
yeah, but still.
You have room for a wee bit
room
more.
Room for a wee bit more.
Oh,
yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, you're very welcome to another episode of Heritage at the Heart. I'm Cara Ward, Heritage Officer. We're here today with John Keenan in Listoonan. And who's your friend here? Who's
Francis McAnally, member of our Adventure Club here in Listoonan.
Yeah. And this is a lovely setup you have. So what have we got here? What is this called? This is a mobile that you've converted.
We talked about it several times, and then back, I don't know how many years ago it is now, we decided we'd put it on wheels and bring it around with us. We do a lot of shows where it has travelled a lot, and so have we.
Uh-huh.
And it's all to do with showing the young people, especially the school children here, what it was like to live in Ireland 100 years ago and more. Because as you can see here, you can see the fireplace here.
Mm-hmm.
Francis, you can turn the bellows
there. Lovely, right. So it's actually lovely outside today. We have a lovely wee fire going on here.
The fire's down a wee bit, but as you can see, this is the other way of getting the fire recharged.
So this bellows is on
There's a fan in the bellows.
Uh-huh.
The air comes up through the pipe here, in and on the fireplace. And then you hang up your kettles here on the hooks.
Yeah.
To boil the kettle and all that type of thing. So that's the way we work.
That's the way they used to have
it.
It's great to be able to show the kids this without having to bring them out of school. And
you
can bring them round.
Yeah.
So what about the crane or
the crane? That there was for...
Yeah, that's not too bad.
That's for the pot. The pot's down the back here. The kettles. You want the kettle bite? Hang the kettle up here.
So
the fire is scones and that, you can do it on that there.
Uh-huh.
If you want to fry, a good fry made on a metal pan, here they are here.
Mm-hmm.
That's the old ways of frying.
That's a good pan.
And you could heat out the gravy here. So that's the way.
It's a good solid pan.
And that's the way we done the cooking. Something else that was shown here today was the old boots that we wore to school many years, the hobnails with
nails
and all in
them. There's a good noise off them, isn't there?
There is, yeah.
I see.
Yeah, when you can.
Wow, can you imagine how heavy they were? There's a good weight in them, isn't there?
We did. We wore them to school.
Yeah. That'd give you a bit of extra.
Yeah, well.
It's hard enough going.
Everybody
with
liked wearing them at the time.
Yeah.
Loved it. Because you were making noise as well.
Well, that's true. It's better than not having any, I'm sure.
It was, yeah. The old radios, they go back from the early 50s up through the mid 50s up to the 60s when electricity electrification came into the area. That's the type of radios there was.
Mm-hmm.
That there, believe it or not, was a heater.
Mm-hmm.
Run, you'd light it with methylated spirits, then you put the kerosene in here, pump it up, and this here would put the heat out here.
It's a bit of heat off it.
Lovely.
So this is almost like a wee museum that you have here.
Yeah,
loads of different
hot water bottles.
These you put in your bed, which
came from the Gresham.
Ceramic bottle, earthenware kind of.
That's right.
Yeah, so it's got a stopper in the top here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could fill it up with the hot water then. Property of the Gresham Hotel, Dublin.
Yeah.
That's a fancy one. Somebody took that with them.
They did. Wasn't me, as you can see. I left the tag on when I was buying it, so they wouldn't accuse me of taking it.
Oh, I see.
This here is a bedpan.
Oh, yeah.
For heating the bed.
Yeah.
Along with this one here.
Right.
With the gramophone.
That's copper, is it?
That's
lovely,
copper, yeah.
Beautiful.
I do like the copper, it shines up well.
It's nice, yeah.
And I like the brass as well. This here was the lamp we had before the electricity.
Mm-hmm.
I do like some of them. but there's no mantle in that one.
So that's mantelated as well. And then there's another type down here that we call the telly lamp.
That was the hurricane lamp.
The hurricane lamp, you call it, is it? We always call that. That's probably a different.
That was the hurricane lamp. So you and the difference in the two of them was, it's a mantle that was in that one there.
Right.
But when you'd light that, you could go out at night, which many farmer did, and he could look at his cattle, he could go out and milk and hang it up in the byre.
Right.
The wind did not put it out.
Yeah.
But this one here, it was a mantle, and as soon as you just hit the air outside,
right,
bang, gone, no leash.
Okay, right.
And this.
Now you've got your bed pan.
Had a wonderful sport with that.
Your chamber pot?
The chamber pot. Children said it was a big mug and everything else. But
you wouldn't want to drink out of that now.
Fuel cameras. We just take bits and pieces with us. We've a lot more, but
interesting.
We just take whatever.
I mean, most of these I would be familiar with, but I'm sure the children who come and see this really don't know what most of it is.
Not a clue.
They wouldn't be familiar with it.
Then
we've got a heavy.
This was before the electricity as well.
So you've got your iron.
Where you put this into the fire.
Yeah, so you have this insert that goes inside it. You heat that in the fire.
Heat that in the fire and put it in
and
here.
And put it in here.
Yeah. Then there was, I suppose it was more for towns and places where there were gas. That was a gas one.
A gas iron.
You'd
well, I've never seen one of those before.
No.
So you fill it.
And then you had an oil one as well.
Right.
You'd pump it up. I think we lit it once, right?
You actually
liked
it.
But we decided
it.
We wouldn't do it anymore.
Right. Was that a...
You see that one with that lump of metal in it?
Ah, this one?
They call that pig iron.
Pick iron.
The amount of women that burn the shins and the feet when that will fall out. Because that's glowing red.
Oh, yes.
And it's just unbelievable, the accident with it.
Yes.
And the gas irons was the same. They would have been in the big houses in down in the cellar. And the amount of women that was burned with them, because they're very hard to control, the gas in them. And they just flare up and burn them.
And then when the electricity came in, this was the first of the electric ones.
Oh,
this one
right,
here.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the first of them.
Oh,
so
you
it
can
was.
See the evolution of the iron.
Yeah. So then...
And what about this? Is a gramophone?
That's a gramophone, yeah.
Lovely.
Gramophone.
It's big brass.
Yeah.
What describe it to me here. Is that like a mahogany bass or
it's
something?
Mahogany bass, yeah. You'd wind it up. The winder went in here, wind it up. And of course, I'm missing the winder.
Ah.
Don't know where it is, but I'll find it.
Yeah.
And wind it up and just lift this over. And this is the needle here.
Uh-huh.
This here, that's created the sound, so it was.
And what do you call this piece? Is it
It's flared
with
out
the sound.
Needle.
The horn. I was going to say horn, but I thought it
was
wrong.
Right. That was the first electric kettles, copper.
Oh, right. Yes.
And before the electric kettles, then to buy the kettle in the morning was the primer stove.
Uh-huh.
And you put methylated spirits in there, heated up the top of it, and then you turned it over to paraffin.
Right.
And that time, that there was a bicycle lamp.
Oh, that's a, this is a wee bicycle lamp again.
Yeah, that was, what do you call it?
Carbine
lamp.
Oh, right.
Carbine and water.
Yeah.
And that's how that worked.
There's still a smell off it.
Yeah.
You can't
know what you smell. The rest, there was a bigger hurricane lamp and the old tillies as well.
Yeah.
This was just the old bits and pieces.
So you've got your wee bits and pieces, your biscuit tin and the tea.
Yeah.
Well,
not
and
more
coffee,
of them, but.
Oxo only... cubes and tins and mugs.
Yeah.
And the milk jugs. And so then when you bring the children in here, you do a wee demonstration with them?
We do a demonstration and we go through and we talk about everything. And it's amazing, some of them, when you ask them something, didn't probably know some of them.
Yeah,
yeah.
Some of them would have an idea.
Some of them would have an idea.
Yeah.
Sewing machine, they all knew what the sewing machine was.
Yes.
That's an 18.
Is that over here?
That's an 1813.
Oh, this one, yeah.
Yeah, 1813, that one.
Lovely.
That came to the students. 1913.
Very nice.
And that was actually my grandmother's sewing machine.
Is that right?
And her uncle made the top for it.
You've got a wooden cover for it then?
Wooden cover for it, so it's over like that there. And I can show you what it was made from.
Oh, look.
Pure
One
Indian tea.
Oh, I know these.
You know the way the tea came
I
to
remember
Ireland?
We used to have those.
The tea chests.
Yeah, the tea chests, yeah.
Oh, that's what that was made
of. There you go. Isn't that lovely?
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
That would be very, very old.
Yeah.
Sort of wood. Very old, but...
And then you have a spinning wheel.
Spinning wheel as well, yeah.
This is a nice piece. Was it used, or is it more...
I didn't use that. I used it at the National Plowing Championships way back a number of years ago. And I'm sorry that I didn't keep it up. I don't know how to use it and thread it up on anything else, you know.
Yeah, but, I'm sure it's a bit of a skill, that.
It is a bit of a skill, yeah.
And
yeah.
You have a lot of...
There's bits and pieces
of... Artifacts outside.
Outside,
can I go
yeah.
And have a look?
Yeah.
Went up to outside the wee mobile now, and you have your
this
for
was
washing.
The way of washing years ago.
What do you call that again?
That's the washboard.
Washboard.
And
you've got a
rubber up and down like that there.
A wee metal.
Wee metal
bath
for it.
Yeah.
Not a real good one, but still it passes to show exactly how things are done.
That's it. It was hard labour.
But so then,
and this is
when they finished that, they decided to make a washing machine, a wooden one.
Oh.
And that's where you put in your clothes.
Right, to spin it. So we have a it looks like a churn.
It looks like a churn, yeah. You think
it was a
churn.
A wooden barrel almost with a wheel on the side.
I looked up the age of that. I had it written on it, but it's over 1895.
Is that right? So you have you can put the
off screw
them
and put the washing in there.
Right. And does the water come out the bottom?
There is a place for letting it out. It's opened at the minute.
Right. I see the wee hole there.
A wee hole there,
And then this one looks like a
Electricity came again.
More update.
And this is the first of the washing machines.
This is brilliant.
And this here went round like this here. Of course these lasted all those years.
The wooden tongs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then,
this is bringing back memories. Even the noise of that.
Yeah, that's
that
right.
Noise.
Yeah.
What and, year would that, or what age would that
I don't know what age that would be now.
Looks like 50s or 60s.
It'd be 50s. Yeah. It'd be definitely the 50s.
And it's got all these buttons on the front.
Yeah.
This,
I did work it once. Once only.
Did you,
And it started to trip the switches, so it was time to quit. But I hope to get back into.
And what's this bit on the top?
This here was for ringing the clothes.
Ah, you can go back through.
Yeah, back through.
Very nice.
Yeah. Just before we go down the way, this was the old fiddle.
Look.
For sowing the corn and the grass seed and all that.
Ah, yes.
And the reason why it was a fiddle is because the bow here.
Yeah.
And that's why it.
That's ingenious.
Off you went.
Isn't it?
And you can
really
actually see the grass seed coming
far,
out.
Doesn't it?
It does. And there was different settings. Different settings.
You've got numbers up the
numbers
side of
here,
it.
And you set that for if you're sowing grass seed, sowing corn, sowing flax.
You'd wonder who came up with that because it is kind of ingenious, isn't it?
It is. So then you have the old bits and pieces here, the sides, the side and the old garden grape and the turf sleigh as well.
Yeah.
Those are old bags I came across recently.
Hessian sacks, are they? What's printed on them?
Guinness
barley.
Barley.
Isn't that lovely?
And hogs. Guinness.
Hops. Oh,
must have used them as well.
Yeah,
still do.
Sure they do, of course. Yeah.
And I'm told that this here was for putting the hubs and the barley into whatever it went to when they were making it.
A wooden shovel.
A wooden
that
shovel.
Is
so the
fantastic.
Man that made that now, he spent a bit of time at it, didn't
that
he?
That looks like bog oak or something, but it's maybe just the way it's varnished. It's
it could
fabulous.
Be. He stamped it
what
as well.
What does it say? GOCB.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. It's nice and light, that, isn't it?
It is,
it's actually very light for...
It is.
I can imagine it'd be good to use for the job.
Now, this outfit here...
Mm-hmm.
You think I was... You think I was a drinking man, but I'm not. I'm a pioneer. And the reason why I'm a pioneer is because when I was very, very young, I used to bottle Guinness.
Is that right?
Of a Satra.
Oh.
Guinness would come in barrels.
Uh-huh.
You'd switch on your tap. Guinness would come into this. This here is called a siphon.
Okay.
And I think the reason why it's called a siphon is even though you had this here fully Guinness, it wouldn't go into the bottles until you'd siphon it with your mouth and get it started.
Oh, you had to get it started.
And
you
when
got
you
a sickener of it.
You did. And it wasn't nice. And when you got it going, it kept going all the time.
Right.
And you had to be fast.
The suction
now, the one that I worked was the 6-bottle one. But you had to keep going the whole time because if you didn't, it'd flow over.
Keep getting
but there
balls.
Was a big yeah. bath in under it to hold whatever spill out.
Okay.
Whether to go back in there.
Oh,
any of the bottles
yeah.
again.
Nothing was wasted.
Nothing was wasted. Now, them's cork bottles,
right.
the old cork bottles.
Yeah.
And I have the big one for cork and all right, but it's too big for carrying around.
Oh, I see.
You put the cork in there,
yeah.
push that back, push that down, and that corks the bottles.
So you were in a race to get these.
Yeah, oh, you were. You
and
were.
Get the next bottle in.
You
quickly.
Were busy, so you are. This here was in the. Every pub had a couple of these here,
yeah.
because that's what put out the corks.
Right. Mm-hmm. So
still
like
useful.
Corkscrewed.
Corkscrew, see it come down?
Yeah.
Pull it back
that's
up,
it.
Cork out.
Yes.
Those were old whiskey jars.
This is T. Cruiser Wine and Spirit Merchant Hope Arms Hotel and 6 Market Square, Castleblaney.
Yeah.
Isn't that
right? Cruiser's Hotel.
Cruiser's
Hotel.
That's a four gallons.
Hmm?
4 gallons.
Yeah.
It's a big stoneware bottle.
Yeah. This one here was then when the later, when they came out with caps on the bottles, put the cap in there,
uh-huh.
put the bottle in there, press it down.
I'd say that's a satisfying job, though.
It
was hard
was.
Work, maybe.
It was hard work.
Yeah.
It was hard work.
Yeah. You've got an assortment of tools here, then.
Yeah, assortments of different tools there from
every kind of tool.
Carpenters, tools, and all that. They're pretty old. A lot of them.
It strikes me they all have lovely wooden handles.
They have, yeah. Some of them may be very old.
They're good quality.
I don't know. I can't just say how old, but I know that I. That there came to me in 1972.
Mm. So
some
there's a
them.
Wood spoke or shaver?
Plane, yeah.
Plane, yeah.
Plane. The old saws.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I met a man at a show one day and he told me, he says, you shouldn't be taking them out again. Mm. I said, why not? Well, he says, you have a saw there worth over €100.
This one?
One of these here.
One of those ones?
Yeah.
And what's this huge
that
one?
Was, that's only a small.
It's got huge teeth.
Bigger
in
ones
it.
Than that.
Bigger ones than that.
That's a cross cut,
and
it's called it. It took 2 people to use
it's
it.
It's over a metre long,
one,
metre and a half.
Maybe. One here, and one here.
Yeah.
Over and back to that there.
Ah, yes, yeah.
And this here was the brace and bits for drilling holes and all that. Now
mm-hmm.
it's all battery drills and
yeah.
all that.
Got a scythe and a...
That was the hook. And
the hook.
Other bits
the
and pieces
hook.
Of carpentry things as well.
Mm-hmm. Loads of hammers.
I like collecting hammers, so I do.
yeah,
and that was all bits and pieces of spanners as well there.
Very
that's
nice,
what it was. Yeah.
Yeah. They're fabulous. What's this one here?
That was a grease gun.
Grease gun, right.
Grease gun, yeah.
Yeah.
Every Ferguson and tractor that came out years ago, there was a spanner with them and
mm-hmm.
there was a grease gun with them.
Right. Mm. I love this desk.
Yeah, that desk.
This is a wooden school desk.
Wooden school desk with.
It's got a double one here. This one.
Yeah.
This has a shelf in it
it's
rather than
the
lifting up bit.
It doesn't
yeah.
lift up.
And you have your inkwell.
Inkwells.
Yeah.
And the place for your pens.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah.
They're fabulous.
Yeah.
All the wee size of them.
Didn't you time to clean it up any better yet?
Oh.
Those are plaques that I collected around the country.
The Vintage Society.
Down the years.
Yeah.
Ice cream maker.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
so
that's
freeze
what it was.
This bit in the middle, this
yeah.
Central bit is metal, is it?
Yeah.
And then...
Didn't use it.
You put the milk in or whatever.
Yeah.
Very
this
good.
Here was the crock.
Mm-hmm.
And the use for that in a lot of places was, let's say you milk the cows today.
Mm-hmm.
You put the milk into that. And this time of year, probably give it 3 days. And you pour a thermometer into it, and whatever the reading was, if it was fit for churning, you emptied it into this one here.
Do you know I've found pieces of this so many times? I've never seen an intact one ever.
And I got one broke.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago.
Oh no.
It's a small one.
Oh.
Pour your milk in here.
Yeah.
And up you go.
You got
up
your
and
butter
down,
churn.
Up and down, and you do your churning.
Yeah.
And you could not stop. You had to keep going.
You had to keep going. What would happen if you stopped?
You'd be given out to. And if somebody came in when you were at it, the custom was
They took a turn?
Good luck that they'd have to take a turn.
Oh, right.
Bad luck if you didn't take a turn. This was another wee turn here.
Just a wee metal one?
Wee metal one.
That's twist a handy one, isn't it?
That's a handy one, yeah.
That's lovely. It's good action.
The other way of making butter was milk the cow, put the milk in here. That's a separator. And you'd wind that hanging up there. And when it would be ready to separate, you'd let the milk into it.
Right.
But the bell would have to ring here before it was ready to separate. And you'd have cream out on one of them, and you would have skim milk out on the other one.
Oh, brilliant.
And in the cream, these years ago,
yes,
they'd pack the butter into butter boxes.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure what creamy that was, but every creamy had its number.
Okay, so that's number 2383.
Yeah.
Irish Creamery Butter.
Yeah.
And where would it have... was there a butter market nearby, or where would it have gone?
Well, they had Lakeland Dairy down the road, like Hagish. Aye.
So that was always there?
That was, there was always there a long time. But you see, years and years ago as well, take that churn there now. That's the churn there.
Yeah.
That churn came to this part of the county here, just down the road, many, many years ago. The woman's long dead, I don't remember. And when it came, when she got it, it wasn't an electric motor. It was a small stationary engine motor that was on it.
Okay.
And it drove it.
Mm-hmm.
And what she done was, she was churning for the market. She'd go to Carrickmacross market and sell her butter.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way she done it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a small separator as well.
Just one that she used at home? Or?
And this one here then, of course, in later years.
That's another wooden one?
That's another wooden one.
Mm-hmm.
And it saved a lot of...
Oh, you've got the electric on it.
Pumped off the power on me.
Oh, here.
No, that's not it.
Oh, that's that one.
No,
the other one's turned off.
I probably have to lead out of school.
Yeah.
So that's more or less what we've got.
This is fabulous. It's such a great collection. John, when did you start collecting all this? Or how did you get interested? You obviously have a listing in Vintage and Heritage Club.
Yeah, well, I always had an interest in it, and my brother as well.
Yeah.
And Francie here as well with me. Yeah. And a few more of us. We used to go to a lot of shows.
Uh-huh.
Then we had a meeting up in the old hall here many years ago to see if there could be a community centre built.
Lovely.
And where the money was going to be got, and there had to be matching funds and all that type of thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided, three of us, that we started a vintage club. And for years, and we had some wonderful days and some wonderful bad ones with rain, any money we made, it went into the development of this community centre up here. And we're at it 32, 33 years.
Well, that's brilliant. And is this more or less your complete collection, or do you have
more? Oh, no, there's a lot more than that.
Is there a lot more?
A lot more than that,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, this is only a fraction of it.
That's a fraction of it.
Like,
we have, what I intend to do is, we're going to do Heritage Week.
Brilliant,
at Lara,
yeah, that'll be brilliant.
Because I'm involved in Lara Church as well.
Absolutely.
And we're going to do it over there.
Yeah.
We have corn sowed.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it'll be ripe again that.
Uh-huh.
If not, we still have so many.
Yeah.
And we'll have the old thrasher mill and all that there as well to show.
Fantastic, yeah.
Now, what I would like to do, I don't know if this is going to work out for me or not, the field of corn that's grown is close to Lara.
Oh, brilliant, yeah.
What I would hope was that maybe we're going the 24th of August.
Right, yeah.
But maybe on the Friday evening, if there is some that's still to be harvested, arrange a walk from Lara over to the field and show them the way that it was cut.
That it was cut as well.
And saved. That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
No, with a lot of other bits and pieces.
It'll be lovely to join you that day.
Yeah.
So thank you, John Keenan, for having us today. It's been a real pleasure. And thank you
for coming. We're delighted to have you here.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye.